Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, are the arts inclusive enough? Well, two people trying to make it more so are Aisling Byrne, writer and director of the new short film Mary is Missing, and actor Derek McSweeney, who stars in Mary is Missing. And they both join me now, and you're both very welcome to the show. I'll start with you, Aisling. Can you tell me a bit about the film?
So Mary is Missing is a short film. We're very proud to say it's now an Oscar qualifying short film after winning the Grand Prix down in Cork back in November. But the roots of the film went back many years prior. Derek and our other actors at Run of the Mill work together every Friday at Maynooth University. And we tend to make projects that are led by the artists' ideas, brilliant ideas, and by their talents. We had made many theatre productions. We had done a small foray into short film a few years ago. And we decided that we wanted to do something quite ambitious. So we ran a writer's room back in 2023 for 13 of our actors with intellectual disabilities. And the seed idea was imagining that a key worker called Mary from a day service, from an Irish disability day service provider, had gone missing. But her fate and what had become of her was left entirely in the hands of our actors. So we improvised, we ran writers' workshops with Katrina Daly, we brought some outside actors in, and from that we cobbled together the idea for this short film, which had to be scripted then after the writer.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. So Derek, I knew that you were star of the Mary is Missing short film, but I didn't know you were involved at the very start, were you, with the idea?
Yes.
So you all sat together. Talk to me about that, how it worked, and you fired around what you'd like to see in the film.
When I saw the film, it was a just amazing opportunity to see myself on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. It was amazing.
But you've been an actor for a long time now, haven't you?
Yes. I've been an actor since I was very young. And I was very proud. Doing Mary is Missing.
And what do you love about acting? What is it about getting up on? Let's say if you get up on a stage now in front of an audience, most people would be absolutely petrified. For you, how do you feel when you stand on the stage?
When I stand on stage, when you go on film and when you go on theatre, I go very social. And that brings a lot of my acting into it.
Okay, so you don't go mad with a big demonstrative performance. You're all about the little subtleties.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And have you nerves when you step out there?
So when I'm going on stage, I feel I'm proud, and I feel I do lots of different things. I was in real life. I was the main character in real life. And
this was a stage production in Project Arts Centre mm-hmm. last year, where Derek played the lead.
And I was so happy to be there. And then when you go on theatre and film, you go very social. So you make it small.
Mm-hmm. You make it small, Aisling. That's a particular skill, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And I think what Derek is really highlighting so brilliantly there is the sort of the nuances between stage performance and screen performance. And Mary's Missing was Derek's first short film, and it was the first step into screen acting for a lot of our artists at Run of the Mill. So we ran a sort of a 12-week program called Ready to Roll beforehand in collaboration with the National Talent Academy for Film and Television, because I suppose as a filmmaker, and I was so aware of how not particularly inclusive film sets can be. And it's not something that we wanted to set our artists up for success. So mm-hmm. they weren't stepping onto set for the first time, expected to know the ropes and know it all. So we had workshops with the Bow Street Screen Acting Academy. We had workshops with that looked at introduction to set etiquette and that kind of thing. And I think one of the big take homes that Derek is touching on there was that when you are trying to give a performance for film that's grounded, it has to become very small because the camera's right there. Whereas on stage, it's that little bit more demonstrative. Mm-hmm. And I think that prep work that we did in advance really showed in the finished film. The performances were so grounded and so excellent, really. We were really, really proud of
our
actors.
Derek is proud of himself, but you're proud of him
too.
Oh,
deeply. Yeah, deeply. I mean, as a director, the best thing you can do is get out of your actor's way and enable them to give a great performance. And the truthfulness of the performances in Mary is Missing is probably, I feel that they're some of the best performances I've ever directed as a filmmaker. So I was just beaming with pride.
So tell me about the Oscars. You mentioned that you could be in contention for an Oscar. So, Aisling, what's been happening?
So we were very fortunate to premiere the film down at Cork International, which we were so proud to get into because it's one of Ireland's most prestigious film festivals. So just to be there, we felt like we had won. But imagine our delight and shock when we won the Grand Prix. And that means that it's an Academy qualifying award. And what that means is it places you on a long list of sorts. You're one of approximately, I would say, 130, 140 films globally mm-hmm. that will attain the same honour. And your job is then to try and progress to the shortlist. So that's a bit of a runway, but we're gonna throw all we have at it.
So now it's a big campaign, is it?
Very much so.
From here on. And Derek, will you be involved in that campaign?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say you'd love to go to Hollywood, wouldn't you?
Yes.
How did you feel when the film won the Grand Prix in Cork?
When I went to Cork, I went did a panel talking about Mary is Missing. Mm. And that was a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm. Another big deal, another one to tick off the list, something
yes.
else that you had achieved. Do you think there are enough roles and opportunities for you in acting?
I wish we could have a five-day week with Maynooth University. And it would be a great opportunity to get more funding mm-hmm. to get.
Because at the moment you do one day a week in Maynooth,
yes,
is that right?
Yes.
So you love it so much that you'd love to be there 5 days a week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What about that, Aisling, about the supports that there are for something like this?
Yeah, well, Derek and I talk about this quite a lot. I mean, in terms of the opportunities for actors with intellectual disabilities generally, they are fewer and further between than we would like. Mm-hmm. At Run of the Mill, we do try to redress that lack of opportunity. But Derek often talks about when he and his mum were sitting down to consider his options at third level, he wanted to go on to study drama and to, you know, study full time to be an actor. And the opportunities just weren't there. And, you know, Run of the Mill was. But you know, it's and we were a very small team. We like to think we punch above our weight, but we can't offer a full-time programme. It's not an accredited university programme. We're ostensibly a production company that tries to create artist development opportunities. And we're one of the few that's out there. There are, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. There's amazing companies like Blue Teapot in the West who were very influential for us in terms of, you know, our foundation. But it's becoming harder and harder to sustain this practice, you know, to do it meaningfully. You know, making something inclusive, making it accessible takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes resources and there's just never enough. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely, Derek is so right, more funding, brass tacks, more money will be absolutely brilliant to try and create more opportunities.
And tell me about the movie about Mary is Missing being shown in the Dáil.
Yes, very exciting. So we're off to the Houses of Power. We were invited in to screen the film. That they have opportunities in the AV room in the Dáil to platform work, I suppose, that's making an impact or that's highlighting critical issues. And I suppose what we're very proud of with Mary is Missing is it's not a film about disability inclusion. It's a well-made thriller and it's full of twists and turns and it's a little bit bonkers. Would you agree, Derek?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a film that's exactly the film that our artists wanted to make. And that was important to us. So we're not in to highlight a social issue. We're in to celebrate the work and say, this is what's possible. People with intellectual disabilities, when they're given the platform to make great art, when they're given the resources and the time and the funding to do so and to participate fully in cultural life. These are the kind of perspectives we can see. And mm-hmm. I suppose as a filmmaker, we're so tired of seeing the same stories told the same way over and over. You know, everything is recycled and rehashed. And we really believe that the work we make at Run of the Mill is so unique. And it's the type of film that I would love to see and say, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, and it's, I suppose, taking it into Leinster House, it's there to open eyes, really. You mm-hmm. know, give us the funding, give us the opportunity, and this is what you can achieve, right?
Yeah.
And Derek, for you, what's your ambition? What would you like to do with your life now?
With my life now, is just to come as an actor.
Mm-hmm. You, that's all you want to do is to act.
I always work in a hairdresser's.
Oh, do you?
And
that's the day job.
That's the day job. And then on a Friday, I come to Maynooth University.
Mm-hmm. And do that. So you'd be happy carrying on with that, but more acting would be the aim, would it?
I would absolutely love if my boss said to me, you're an actor, and what she thinks, she knows me for years. She knows me for years, since I was a kid. And she'd be delighted if I was a full-time actor.
Yeah.
I think they'd miss you in Dee's Salon.
I know they would. I know they would miss me.
Yeah, they'd miss the chats.
They'd miss the chats. But they'd be more happier if I have an acting job.
Yes.
And they'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What actors do you like in the movies?
The actors I like is Mark Smith, mm-hmm. who I actually look up to, Lauren Arkin, and Craig.
There's great loyalty there because Derek is, well, first of all, naming one of our lead actors, Mark Smith, who's an incredibly talented performer with Down syndrome. He's in our ensemble, but he is working professionally and he really catalysed Derek's wish to kind of go into acting. Mm-hmm. Would that be right, Derek?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Lauren Larkin and Craig Connolly are other actors in Mary is Missing.
And like the actual reason I got to know Mark, I have a local butcher in Kilcock. And that's how I got to know, like, connections with
so
Mark.
What, you would meet Mark in the butchers?
No, so I know some like friends and family.
Okay, of Mark.
Of Mark.
Okay, and you got to know him. But you want to be Mark. That's your plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good ambition to have, because if you can't see it, you can't be it. Isn't that
100%,
what they say?
100%.
Yes. Listen, we'll all have our fingers crossed for you when it comes to the Oscars 2027, mm-hmm. because that's what we're looking at here.
Absolutely.
If people want to see Mary is Missing, Aisling, how do they? Can they see it?
Well, at the moment we're on the festival circuit, so our next screening is at the wonderful Catalyst International Film Festival down in Limerick. So we'll be screening on Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th at 10 a.m. in the Bell Table. And this is a festival that highlights inclusion and diversity in film. So we're delighted to be screening at that. But outside of festival screenings for now, the film isn't on sort of general release or available online just yet.
You'll get to that point probably in the next couple of months or so, because we'd all love to have a look, especially now that we know you, Derek. I can't wait to see Mary is Missing.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in. That's Derek McSweeney and Aisling Byrne. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.